Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. I've chosen two passages. The one passage, inshallah, is Surah Ali Imran. And before the ayat is the hadith. And the hadith, we'll go to now, inshallah, to explain, to tell you why I chose these passages. This hadith always moves me. Because when you think of our beloved Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we read about, read about his life, we read about all his beautiful character, and I always wondered, what was the night of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam like? Yes, we read he stood in prayer, but what was he feeling? Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam feeling at night? Because part of the sunnah is not only to emulate the outer appearance of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's not only to emulate the actions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's not only to emulate the akhlaq of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Part of the sunnah is to emulate the halat of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So part of the sunnah is we should desire to have a heart like the heart of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So what was his night like? Imagine our beloved Messenger praying. What was his prayer like? And when I came across this hadith, it moved me because it gave me a small insight into the life of our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And I'm always moved by this hadith. So Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, it reads, سُئِلَتِ السَّيِّدَةُ عَيْشَةُ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ. The beloved wife of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She was visited by some young Sahaba. In fact, it's not mentioned here, but when they came to visit, and then she asked them, like, where have you been? We've been visiting for a long time. And they responded, Zur ghibban tazdad hubban. You should visit someone occasionally, and you will grow in love. Which means sometimes you visit someone every day, you don't have the same sort of love, you visit them occasionally. Anyway, so they came to, this is after the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has passed away. And now the young Sahaba came to Sayyidina Aisha, why? Because they want to know, they want to know what he was like. So this young Sahaba, they came to Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu anha, was su'ilat, and she was asked, an a'jaba ma ra'at min Rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And about a'jab. A'jab from the word ajib. Ajib means amazing, and a'jab means the most amazing. They asked her, what was the most amazing thing about the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? How do you ask that question? This is the perfect man, you're asking his wife. The perfect man, you're asking his wife, who saw him all the time. And all she sees is perfection. So how does she answer this question? فَبَكَتْ. The first thing she does is she starts crying. Because you're speaking about not only her husband, you're speaking about the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And imagine what kind of void was left in their hearts. This nur had left us. In fact, the hadith says that when the Prophet arrived to Medina, Medina became lit up. And the day he died, it became darkened. This nur had left them. And now they're asking about him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She started crying. وقالت, and she says, كُلُّ أَمْرِهِ كَانَ عَجَبًا. Kullu amrihi, every amrihi, every matter, kana ajaban, was amazing. Everything about him was amazing. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then she gives us an example. She says, Atani fi laylati. One day the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he came to me fi laylati, in one of my nights. حَتَّى مَسَّ جِلْدُهُ جِلْدِي. And he came to die with me, and she says, حَتَّى مَسَّ until touched جِلْدُهُ his skin touched my skin. And we know that in Medina, she was a labor boy. So he sometimes comes to lie with her, and then their skin is touching. ثم قال. Then what does he say to his beloved wife? He says, ذريني أتعبد لربي. ذريني, my wife, permit me لأتعبد لربي عز وجل. Permit me to pray to my Lord. Imagine that. Imagine that. He comes to his beloved wife, and just the adab that he has and the respect he has for his wife, because he knows now it's time for his wife. And he asks her a favor, you can just permit me, with your permission, I would like to pray to my Lord. Because his heart, his true beloved was Allah. His true beloved was nothing else but Allah. He was Khalilullah. He was the intimate friend of Allah. That was his true beloved. ذريني أتعبد لربي عز وجل. قالت فقلت. And I said, والله, is Aisha radiallahu anha speaking. She says, والله, by Allah, إني لأحب قربك. I definitely love to be close to you. In other words, I enjoy being close to you. وأني, and indeed, أحب أن تعبد ربك. But I also love for you to worship your Lord. The beautiful response. I love to be close to you, but I love for you to get up and worship your Lord. فقام إلى القربة. And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we're speaking about him, we should imagine him sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You should imagine him. Picture him in his house in Medina. Small house, one room. He wakes up, he gets up. فقام إلى sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he stands إلى القربة to a water skin. فتوضأ, and he takes wudu. ولم يكثر صب الماء. وَلَمْ يُكْثِرْ, and doesn't even use a lot of water. Because even his wudu is perfection. There's no waste. He doesn't use a lot of water. ثُمَّ قَامَ يُصَلِّي. And then he, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he stood up, يُصَلِّي. فَبَكَى. And then he, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he stopped crying. And tears, Allah said that tears extinguish the fire of Jahannam. Tears extinguish the fire of Jahannam. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, فَبَكَى, he started crying. To what extent? حَتَّى بَلَّ لِحْيَتَهُ. He cries so much until he balla, he soaks his beard. This is the prayer of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, until he soaks his beard. ثُمَّ سَجَدَ. Then he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he makes sujood. فَبَكَى. And then he cries. حَتَّى بَلَّ الْأَرْضِ. Until he soaks the earth that is lying upon. He is making sujood upon. He is making sujood, the ground is wet. His beard is soaked with tears. ثُمَّ اتَّجَعَ عَلَى جَنْبِهِ. And then he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he lies on his jamb, on his side. فَبَكَى. And he cries. حَتَّى إِذَا أَتَى بِلَالُ. Until Bilal radiallahu anhu, he came to him, يُؤْذِنُ بِالصَّلَاةِ, came to announce to him that Salat al-Subh is coming up. So when did the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam start making Salat? He started at night. And he actually cries the entire night until Fajr Salah. And the Prophet must have been so moved, in such a state, that Bilal radiallahu anhu, he looks at the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he's alarmed by this. How can the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam be in this state? فقال أذن هي بالآب رضي الله عنه. He says, يا رسول الله, O Messenger of Allah, ما يبكيك, what is making you cry? وقد غفر الله لك ذنبك, when Allah has already forgiven for you any of your errors, ما تقدم وما تأخر, whatever has preceded, whatever is coming after. Why are you in this state? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, وَيْحَكَ يَا بِلَال. وَيْحَكَ means woe unto you, like a warning to you. Warning to you, يَا بِلَال. وَمَا يَمْنَعُنِي. And what will prevent me, الْأَبْكِيَ. What will prevent me from crying? وَقَدْ أَنزَلَ عَلَيَّ فِي هَذِي لَيْلَتِي. When Allah had sent down in this night, in other words, this night these ayahs were revealed, إِنَّ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ لَآيَاتٍ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. These verses are the back of Ali Imran. The thing I want to emphasize is this is the response of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to revelation. And then he says something which is very profound, which is actually the reason why I chose this. He says this last few words, the reason why I chose this piece. ثُمَّ قَالَ إِنْهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمْ. He says, وَيْلٌ. Destruction. Destruction لِمَنْ قَرَأَهَا. Destruction be to the one that reads these ayat. Reads these ayat. وَلَمْ يَتَفَكَّرْ فِيهَا. And he doesn't think about these ayat. He doesn't ponder about these ayat. So to fulfill the warning of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I decided to choose this ayat so that we can read this ayat and think about it. And I'll be honest, I haven't memorized this ayat. But my niyyah, inshallah, is to memorize this ayat. So I'll tell you, inshallah, to make the same niyyah, inshallah. If you haven't memorized this ayat, memorize this ayat. Why? Because the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he woke up at night, many narrations, he woke up at night, he used to look into the heavens and read this ayat. This was when he woke up at night, he used to read these ayat. And he's telling him, this is his response to the ayat. And this is his warning to Bilal. So inshallah we should make our niyyah, we're going to do maybe two verses a day. We can memorize two verses a day by the end of the Surah Al-Kahf, inshallah. We can have these ayat on our heart, both the words and the meanings and the feelings, inshallah. And when you have Qur'an in your heart like that, with the words and the meanings and the feelings, it's a gift that is not a gift like that. Because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, مَنْ لَيْسَ فِي قَلْبِهِ فِي جَوْفِهِ شَيْءٌ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ كَالْبَيْتِ الْخَرِيبِ. The person that has no nothing in his heart of Qur'an is like an abandoned house, like a broken down house. But when you fill your heart with Qur'an, words and meanings and feelings, your heart becomes illuminated. So inshallah from tomorrow, inshallah, we will start with this, just maybe two verses a night, maybe three verses a night, inshallah. And just to reflect, so my request from you is before we come to the session, on your own just read two or three verses. Translation is there as well. And then we can just think about them, reflect on them. Why would they move the heart of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to that extent? To that extent. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه.